going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Out of the Center for Strategic International Studies, an article, commentary by an Anthony Korsman, and I'll use this as a foundation for the program. The headline, The War in Gaza and the Death of the Two-State Solution. The Hamas is responsible for the death of a two-state solution. But Joe Biden is trying to revive a two-state solution. According to the article, the outcome of the war in Gaza is already clear. This was at the very beginning. When this war began, Israel is so strong relative to Hamas that it can both defeat Hamas and establish almost any new security structure in Gaza that Israel wants. This is true from the time that this article came out, which was October 11th, to the present. It does face limited threat from attacks by Palestinians in Israel and in the West Bank, but they are unlikely to rise above sporadic incidents of violence. In practice, Israel will be able to create almost any security structure in Gaza that it wants to limit Palestinian action in Israel and the West Bank to demonstrations and small acts of violence or terrorism. To the rest of the Arab world, Israel does not seem to face any major direct military threat from its Arab neighbors. And this is true. When 24 hours after this conflict began, there was no doubt that Israel had no real threats from Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Arab nations, even Yemen, Saudi Arabia. And what is really happening is that Hamas, for the most part, is doomed. Yes, there is this temporary ceasefire, which is probably going to end probably today. Israel has been very reluctant to allow a pause or a halt. The U.S. realizes, this administration finally has begun to realize that Israel is so ready for this conflict, has been ready. And with Benjamin Netanyahu, this man is kind of like the Donald Trump of Israel. What Donald Trump is to the United States of America and to the globalists of the U.S., Benjamin Netanyahu is to the globalists in the Israeli government, those who, the civilians who are protesting this conflict, demanding hostages be released at any price, even to just call a complete total truce and allow Hamas to live, to continue. Benjamin Netanyahu is in the center of all the conflict. But, as I've stated, and I'm going to state again today, in the book of Psalms, a prophecy written 3,000 years ago about this war in Gaza. Psalm 83 talks about every nation that is involved, the surrounding area, the enemies, and what is going to happen. The United States has finally realized that Israel is more than, is capable, is ready, cannot be defeated in this conflict. And as I had stated before, we're going to go to a break, and I'll continue my thought after the break. According to the prophecy in Psalm 83 and many other prophecies of many of different prophets of Israel concerning this war, Israel will be victorious. The United Nations, the United States, European Military Command, Arab nations, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, cannot interfere. They are not going to be allowed to interfere with this military campaign. Israel must fight it and must win it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So what I am presenting is that according to this prophecy in Psalm 83, it is a forecast, it is a prophecy that was written 3,000 years ago about the Gaza war. It would happen once Israel had become a nation. It would happen, as I have stated many times in the past, when Israel would have a prime minister that would, his whole time in political office as prime minister, especially for four terms now, during the time that Netanyahu has been prime minister, he has prepared himself for what's to come. He can't prepare the Israeli people to the fact that no matter what he's up against, he must continue this campaign against Hamas. And nothing that he how do I phrase it? He, according to the prophecy, whoever is the prime minister is going to take Israel to battle, not with just Hamas in Gaza, but Hezbollah in Lebanon, the ISIS or the Islamic terrorists in Syria, and eventually in present-day Jordan. Israel, this time, will not be able to call a truce, a halt, to end the conflict. This time, if Israel should decide, we've had enough, we're going to just walk away and we'll let things be, it won't happen. Something will happen by the hand of God, through the hand of God, according to what Psalm 83 says, to actually pour fuel on the fire so that it will erupt once again and force Israel back into conflict to the point of total victory. And the United States of America, this administration, is totally aware now that Israel, that these other Arab terrorists surrounding Israel and within Israel are outmatched. The United States, eventually, not presently, in the future, will stop arming Israel through 2-3 years from now. After America invades Israel, after this war is concluded, there'll be the Russian war that's coming. When that war is concluded, America will occupy the Middle East. America will no longer fund Israel financially, no longer supply Israel militarily. America will call the shots. But presently, under Benjamin Netanyahu, he will continue this campaign. The campaign is going to, the conflict is going to continue to erupt. You haven't seen what's going to happen yet. Gaza is just the kindling. The bonfire is about to take place. Hezbollah realizes they don't have the ability to beat Israel's army. So what happened? A couple of days ago, Vladimir Putin has sent Russian military forces into Lebanon. The Russian conflict is coming in the future, but Putin and the Russians are not going to be able to protect the Hamas terrorists in Lebanon or in Syria. Israel will defeat them. The United States is not to be involved. The United States, according to Psalm 83, must remain, keep her distance at more than an arm's length away. This battle and this conflict is going to be a war that Israel will fight on her own. Israel is not to allow any other armies, especially the armies of America or NATO, to be involved. Israel is more than capable to take care of the conflict in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Syria, in Lebanon, and very shortly, we will see King Abdullah II out of Jordan is going to be forced into the battle, into this conflict. He doesn't have a choice. Yemen right now is not involved in Psalm 83. Yemen is trying to assist Hamas, Hezbollah by drone attack from a distance, but the United States is the buffer. The United States has the ships, I think three battle, I'm trying to remember, aircraft carriers, two for sure, in the Gulf, in the Red Sea, in the Gulf of the Red Sea. And we are stopping what Yemen is sending via the air. America is shooting it down. But Israel is going to increase the campaign. This ceasefire, this is about as... it's going to end. It's probably going to end right about now. You cannot negotiate with this hatred of these people. You can't. There's no negotiating. Psalm 83 makes it clear. You can't negotiate. You can't. There won't be any treaties. There won't be any timeouts. You can't negotiate. The hatred of these people is too great. Israel does not hold hostages. Israel does not like to keep these terrorists incarcerated. So what does Israel do? Lets them go. And when they come out of Israeli prisons, their hatred has doubled. They're even more violent. They're more determined. Their hatred has gone much deeper. And now, even though it will cost them everything, including the breath, their lives, their very breath, they are determined to take not hostages any longer. They're determined to kill as many people, as Jewish people, Israeli people, as possible. Israel doesn't, it's a conundrum. There are no answers. You can't keep them incarcerated. Eventually you have to let them go. And Hamas doesn't really want to let prisoners that they hold captive go. They use these individuals as pawns in the game. America must continue to fund Israel presently, must continue to support Israel or to supply Israel with weapons. And Joe Biden is taking a different stance now from what the article that I began to read. Gaza, the two-state solution is over. Now, here's what it says. This is out of Breitbart. This is, I think, 2 days ago. A source within the Israeli government told Breitbart News on Tuesday that the United States president, imposter president, imposter Biden's pressure would lead to Hamas surviving the war intact. This is exactly what the Bible says will not happen. America cannot, will not be allowed, will not be successful in stopping this campaign. America is already beginning to, they realize Israel is much too powerful. Israel, their security, intelligence, the weapons are far too superior to what Hamas has. Weapons that are able to flush them out of tunnels, bring them out into the open, and then destroy them and let their bodies lie in the rubble. This is exactly what the Bible says will happen. This is exactly what the Bible says is going to take place. And Biden is attempting to cause stop this war. The White House in recent days has acknowledged that Israel intends to continue fighting Hamas under the current pause sought by Biden to allow the release of hostages, which ends later this week. So Israel is going to continue. This is exactly what the scripture says. Israel is not to stop, not to delay, is to continue this campaign. Israelis have been pretty clear that once the pause is over, the hostage exchange, once they're over, they're going to continue the military operations against Hamas. However, the White House is no longer clearly stating that it shares that goal. The Israeli government privately believes that Biden is prepared to tolerate the survival of Hamas, despite the fact that Hamas and other terror groups would see that as a victory. America cannot get involved. America is not going to be able to negotiate or interfere with this campaign. We fund Hamas. We created ISIS. We control the narrative. We pit Hamas against Israel, all the terrorist groups against Israel, to keep Israel under our control. But in Psalm 83, this is going to be the one time that Israel is going to refuse to allow anybody to dictate this plan to eliminate the terrorists in the Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, within the West Bank. This time Israel is going to be thorough. America doesn't matter. America is not going to interfere. They're trying already. Russia is trying to interfere by sending troops to Syria. It's not going to work. UN Security Council, they all passed a resolution to pressure Israel to end this. They call it a slaughter of civilians. And the people of the world believe that this is exactly what Israel is doing, slaughtering civilians. Well, actually, Israel is doing everything possible to protect the civilians, and Hamas is continuing to use civilians as a human shield, as we know. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360khnc.com for podcasts for the present truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The other podcasts of the other hosts are also on the same site.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud.
Promises, promises, promises. To think that Hezbollah or Hamas is going to discontinue this campaign of hate, it's not a campaign of terror only. It is a campaign of ancient hate. You are not going to be able, the world, America, cannot stop the hatred of these terrorists toward the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, the name Israel. What we have seen happen presently in Gaza is just the beginning. It is the kindling of the war that is coming. Psalm 83, a prophecy written 3,000 years ago by one of the musicians of King David. He looked, he saw the hatred of this terrorist group, this Islamic terrorist religion. And he talks about it. He mentions every nation that will be involved, all the peoples, the ancient families that will be involved, the nation to the north, Lebanon, the cities of terrorist activity, Byblos, Tyre, Syria, and present-day Jordan. And what will conclude this prophecy will be the total destruction of Damascus. We are just watching the kindling of what is to come. America realizes, NATO realizes, the Security Council are fully aware. Russia is aware. Iran, the Arab nations, all these nations presently are of the same opinion, same view, that Israel cannot be defeated. Netanyahu, here the citizens of Israel that don't understand their own prophecy about the time in which they live, the prophecy that they are involved in, they don't see it. They want the hostages back at all costs. They don't understand that in war there are casualties. But in Psalm 83, it is clear that nothing is going to stop this IDF under Benjamin Netanyahu's command from winning every single one of these battles in this war. It's one war with many battles. A battle in Gaza, a battle in the West Bank, a battle in Lebanon, a battle in Syria, a battle in Jordan, from Amman, Jordan to Aqaba, and a battle with the children of Esau in western Saudi Arabia. And though the Psalm 83 doesn't talk about Egypt, Egypt will be involved in other prophecies. Right now, initially when this war began, the nations began to scream, let these people out. Move them out of harm's way. Israel has been trying to do that. Well, guess what just happened? Egypt has said no. They're going to keep the civilians in Gaza. Jordan doesn't want refugees. They're being kept in Gaza. The refugees are being, you might say, like a school of fish. They're being kept right there in the waters where Israel has to fight this battle. And they're keeping the Gazans in there so that there will be more civilian casualties, so that the world, if you think that there's an uproar now and protest, you just wait. But guess who's keeping the Gazans in there now? The United States, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, because this limits Israel's ability to win this war. Because Israel, they are doing everything possible with surgical strikes to hit specific areas to take out terrorists. Well, where are these Hamas terrorists? They're sitting in the tunnels underneath concentrations of civilians. So Israel's air defense is stymied, hindered, stopped. That's what's being put on the pause or being halted presently. Something's going to happen. God is going to, maybe like the children of Israel coming out of the desert when they were in Egypt, they had to come through the Red Sea. Something's going to happen. And these refugees, something's going to happen, so that they're moved out of harm's way, especially the women and children. Psalm 83 says that the women and the children, God is going to protect them, even though there's going to be casualties. They're going to be protected. But the terrorists, these men that are full of hate, and women too, their bodies are going to lie in the open, they won't be put in graves. The United States, we are a cunning, wicked, evil nation. We always have been. We always will be. Look what the administration is doing to the people of the country with the laws being passed. We are like, in a sense, I don't know if I want to equate it to the Gazans, but the people of this country, the conservatives, we're the target of the non-conservative people of the people in the blue states that have been radicalized against everything that is should be good, and the administration who has the power to impose laws as they desire at will. We're being held captive. And now we, the United States, Qatar, Jordan again, Egypt, are keeping the fish in the pond so that Israel can't finish what God commanded them to do. God commanded them to win this battle decisively, to eliminate Hamas completely, to move them out of that area, because Israel is going to occupy that area. The terrorists in the West Bank are also a target in Psalm 83. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcasts 1360khnc.com. We'll be back and we'll see. We'll talk about the rest of the story in just a few minutes.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa. With women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time, men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Trying to take my time, and I'm trying to present 10 things at once. I apologize for that. Out of the Breitbart article, Now, all of a sudden, it appears as if America is now considering another option. Initially, America said that Israel has every right to eliminate Hamas. But now, Israel believes it is the imposter's goal that the U.S. administration is imposing onerous conditions on Israeli defense forces regarding its operations in Gaza, such that defeating Hamas has become almost impossible. How are you going to defeat Hamas when you have empire all of a sudden saying, hey, we don't want to eliminate Hamas, and we're changing our strategies. Let them live. Call a truce. Let's just make peace. You cannot make peace with hatred. You cannot make peace with this spirit of hatred of these enemies. There's no such thing. This, if you call any kind of a truce, it gives Hamas time to regroup, rearm, and plan for the new attack. American officials have told the Israelis that any coming military operations should not hamper the flow of power and water or impede the work of humanitarian sites such as hospitals and UN-supported shelters in South and Central Gaza. Well, there's a problem with that, because UN-supported shelters, this is part of the strategy of the United Nations. Build extra shelters and allow Hamas to hide in the midst of these people. When the Hamas soldiers are wounded, they get first dibs, or they get the hospital beds firstly. Then don't hamper flow of water and supply, or the supplies and power and water, because this must go to the Hamas terrorists firstly, then to the civilians. Don't interfere with supplies reaching hospitals, medical supplies, because those are for the terrorists that are being wounded in the battle. Neither the United States nor neighboring Egypt, a U.S. ally, has made plans to allow residents of Gaza to leave the area during fighting. So what do? You keep the fish in the pond so that you protect the terrorists. You know, you have the piranha in the waters, and then you have the trout. Well, you keep them all together, and the piranha, you want to try to destroy the piranha, but you destroy the trout along with the piranha. Bad example. Middle East analyst and commentator Carolyn Glick went into further detail in a column for the Jewish News Syndicate. She said, for example, that Biden's opposition to Israeli airstrikes on buildings gave Hamas snipers the ability to kill Israeli soldiers. So the United States is trying to hamper Israel from fulfilling the prophecy in Psalm 83 to rid Hamas, to disappear them. They're trying to, the genocide really is directed toward Israel. Israel is not trying to harm the women and children, just the terrorists. She noted that Biden had originally questioned Hamas's statistics on civilian casualties in Gaza, which failed to distinguish between Hamas terrorists and true non-combatants, but that he had since apologized to anti-Israel Muslim groups and now uses the faulty Hamas death statistics. There are more Hamas terrorists dying, probably double, than what is being presented to the news medias through the Hamas news network. CNN, MSNBC, the international Hamas news network. Arab and Muslim American voters in Michigan, which is a key swing state in 2024 election, they're threatening to sit out the race. Polls suggest that young voters who are swayed by negative social media portrayals of Israel oppose Biden's public stance. His stance to help Israel. Well, what Hezbollah or what Hamas has done, they have ended a two-state solution. Number one, they are responsible for the deaths of all the Israelis that were killed in the October 7th attack. All the people, every soldier that has died on the Israeli military, they are responsible for all the women, children, elderly, innocent people in Gaza. They are responsible for the deaths of all those people. They are responsible for starting a Middle East war that is going to destroy hundreds of thousands of Islamic soldiers. It's on their head. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is Saturday, December 16th. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Pac-Man and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote show from 1 to 3. Warriors is jammed with thousands of last-minute gift ideas and will feature several door-busting specials only available at this event. Come in and join us. The week of the 18th through the 23rd is pickup week, allowing plenty of time for your purchase to clear the 72-hour waiting period on firearms. Give the gift they really want. I know I want one. Warriors Revolution in Longmont, Colorado, located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street. Firearms, accessories, and so much more. Come in and meet your friends. We're anxious to meet you. Warriors Revolution, Longmont, Colorado. See you there.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
And the world, they know about the fool on the hill, the not president of the United States of America. The individual has now backtracked, is doing everything possible. Those that are giving him direction and instructing him have decided that Hamas must live. They must survive. They must be resurrected from the dead. Hamas is a perfect tool for the United States of America for the purpose of eventually occupying the Middle East. Well, the scripture says that Hamas is going to be run out of the Gaza. And the terrorists in the West Bank are also going to be run out. Lebanon is not going to be able to, the terrorists in Lebanon, not the Lebanese government, but the terrorists in Lebanon are also going to be defeated on the battlefield. Their corpses are going to lie unburied for all to see. These are just small instances where you're going to see soldiers dead, never being buried. Then it's going to move to the east into Syria. More people, more Hamas or Hezbollah terrorists, Syrian terrorists, they're going to die. Then it's going to happen also in present Jordan. When the dust settles, Israel will have expanded her real estate by 3 times because Israel will take over and occupy present-day Jordan. Israel will destroy Damascus. What the United States could not do to Bashar al-Assad by removing him from power, the nation of Israel will remove him from power. Whether they take the royal family captives, to a great degree, Bashar al-Assad and the government, to some degree, are at peace with the Israeli government. It's the problem has been empire, the United States of America. During the Obama administration, the problem was empire. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is not ignorant of America's desires, ambitions. Everyone knows, well, at least American people don't, but pretty much China, Russia, all the nations in Europe, they know what America has planned for the Middle East. It's called occupation. Not as in terms of a opportunity to work as what you do, but to live in, to own, to dwell in, to occupy, to control, to rule over. That is the goal of the United States of America. Our visit is over for today. We'll finish our visit tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.